Hi, Colin. It's Jamie from MMA Legal. Is now still a good time to talk?
Hi, mate. Hi.
Great. Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth for me, please?
5th of September, 1979.
And your postcode?
IV1NB.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'll try and make this as quick as possible as I can, Colin. I just need to go over all the information we have, make sure that you were informed all the requisite compliance information at the outset of this application process, and then I'll be able to let you know what the next steps are from this stage. Is that okay?
Yeah, mate, aye.
Perfect.
Did you get, excuse me, Jamie, did you get the documents I've been copied for you?
How did you send them? Was this the proof of address?
Yeah, it was my photo ID and a council tax letter.
Yeah, I've got them there on your file. That's absolutely perfect. Thank you very much. So the purpose of the call, I just want to explain a few things for you, let you know what your options are, who we are, how we work, etc. Okay. So just to confirm, you do know what the Scottish redress scheme is, or do you need to explain that to you?
I know what that is.
Perfect. Right, okay. So here at MMA, so we are operating for you on a conditional fee agreement, which essentially means you are choosing private legal representation to assist you with your application. I do need to make you aware of the other potential avenues you can take. So the first one is you can do it by yourself. And that means you've got to liaise with the scheme, make the application yourself, fill in all the forms, request all your own documents, draft your own witness statements, etc. The second way you can pursue this type of application is by instructing a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So essentially that means some of these firms are paid directly by the Scottish Government for dealing with your application. I need to make you aware that they do receive up to £2,000 plus VAT for assisting you, but they get paid whether your application is successful or not. So even if we get to the end point and if you chose one of these firms and the scheme says to you, no, we're not making an award, these firms get paid by the Scottish Government either way. However, here at MMA, we don't operate under that legal scheme, okay? And we do not accept any payment from the Scottish Government. We act for you on a conditional fee agreement, which is where we take a success fee if your case is successful. So if your case fails, we don't get paid. If your case
is successful, that's it.
So as long as you understand that, I understand this might have been explained to you at the outset, but I just like to go over it with all our clients and just make sure you are completely aware of the legal arrangement. So you understand all that, you understand that our fees are capped at no more than 20% of whatever redress payment you received. We'll never take a penny more. Is that okay?
Yeah, mate, I understand all that.
I also need to let you know, obviously, there is no guarantee of success with these type of applications, okay? So the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which means that it is up to their discretion as to whether they make an award and the level of that award. Is that okay?
Aye.
Yeah, in terms of the work we're going to be doing for you, so you've instructed us, we've already made the application, we assess your eligibility to the scheme, we will gather and review all of the evidence that you need in support of your application, and we will also obviously draft a much more detailed witness statement later down the line once we have all that evidence, as the witness statement will be your chief key piece of evidence submitted to the scheme. When the time comes, if the scheme makes an offer, in relation to obviously the award, then we would give you pragmatic legal advice on that offer, and we'll also explain the statutory waiver, which I'll go into in a little bit more information now. So if the redress make an offer to you, you have to sign something called a statutory waiver. So all that means is that if you accept the payments they make, then you cannot bring a claim against any of the institutions in the usual civil litigation means. Does that make sense?
Aye, if you're successful, you can't put any more claims in against
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
well, they've done that with the slotting out stuff as well. When you get the slotting out claims, you get paid out up here, they say that as well.
We just have to make you aware. So at the outset, when you first signed up to us, did anyone explain the 14-day cancellation period with you?
Aye, the lassie Gemma, the girl Gemma, she was telling me all about everything. She explained everything that you're explaining, but it's an old
right.
LP, and
she
took my statement, and can I say,
yeah.
It was good, she explained everything to me.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect, and we are pursuing an individually assessed payment, so that's where, depending on the level of abuse you suffered, and the severity of it, and how long it went on for, it can be anything up to £100,000. Does that make sense, yes?
Great,
okay.
That, 100, maybe between 60 and 100 thousand, like the average kind of pay or something like that, she said.
Yeah, it's completely dependent on, as I said, the level of abuse. So
it could be 10 grand, it could be 15 grand a year, I know that, it could be anything really, but
yeah, but we will obviously give you independent and pragmatic legal advice on that point when the time comes, okay? Just double checking with you, Colin, do you suffer from any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
Okay, and let me have a look if we have a beneficiary on file. We have a Lynn Mackay on file.
That's my sister.
76 Colina Street.
Yes, Colina Street.
Colina Street, sorry, I always butcher the pronunciation. Have you got Lynn's date of birth?
It's the 18th of April, 1974.
Perfect, thank you very much. I'm just popping that into the background now. Sorry, bear with me, I'm on all of these systems. It's playing up a little bit. Right, perfect. So, just to make sure you didn't apply to the advanced payment scheme.
The advanced payment scheme, I don't know what that is. What's that?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. So there's an advanced payment scheme where you can apply to it. So they give you an advance. It's sort of separate to this matter. So if you don't know about it, you wouldn't have applied for it. That's fine.
What is that? What do you mean? If I was to win, then I can ask for a bit of upfront in advance.
It's sort of, yes, but now that the application's already been submitted, it's neither here nor there, okay?
I don't really bother about that anyway. I was just wondering if that's what
yeah.
I meant.
That's fine. So the institutions we have on your file are, it's Galen's and Longriggend Young Offenders Institute.
Yes, the first one, I know it's weird, mate. It's even weird for us to pronounce and we're Scottish. You look at it and you would think it's Galesland, but it's actually just pronounced as Gale, as in prison. Galesland.
Right, okay. I will learn the pronunciation. I'm learning quite a lot about Scotland, as you can imagine, in the past few weeks.
The other place is Longriggend.
Longriggend, right, okay. Yeah. So we've already got statements in relation to that, and I won't go over them because you've already said, Gemma, explained everything. She took all the details. That's absolutely fine. So we've got all your ID on file. I just need to make sure we have all other information. So we've got your parents' names as Mary Slessor and James McKay.
Marie Slessor, my mother's dead, but my mother's passed away, so my father, James McKay, is still alive. But that's my mother's name, but she passed away.
Right. And can you recall your address prior to going into these care institutions? I know you may not, but sometimes...
It's the same address as my sister, only in a different flat. So if you've got... My sister's address, only it's flat 4B because it's a high flat, you know, a tower block we stayed in.
Yeah, I do. Let me just bring that up. So, yeah, so it was, what flat did you say it was?
So you've got the same address as my sister, right?
Yeah, Colina or Palina Street.
Yes, yeah, Colina Street, and then instead of flat 8A or 8F, which my sister's in, we stayed downstairs in 4B.
Flat 4B, perfect.
Yeah, flat 4B of the same address.
Right, and that's absolutely fine. So I do need to ask this as well. It can be a bit invasive, so obviously take your time if you need any. But do you take any recreational drugs?
No, not really, no. I've smoked a lot of weed now and again, but I don't do it anymore.
Right, that's fine. Are you alcohol dependent? Obviously, it's not that we're having a drink, but you're not dependent.
I hardly ever drink either. I work too much.
I understand that completely.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever attempted or had thoughts of taking your own life, or have you self-harmed?
Yes, I've had thoughts, yes. I've never self-harmed, but I've had thoughts of taking my own life, yes.
Right, okay.
I think every life does at some point.
Yeah, everyone goes through it at some point. I completely agree. Have you ever been arrested? Have you got any criminal convictions?
I've got loads of criminal convictions.
Right. Okay. So specifically, I'll ask, have you ever been convicted of any offences, in any sexual offences, rape or murder?
Aye. Well, the thing is, I told Gemma this, right, and she went, oh, wait a minute. Right, I've never been done in a sex crime. I'm not a fucking SO. I'm not a dirty beast, right? But I got a right sentence for a murder.
Right, let me have a look. Yeah, yeah, no, I can see that in our file. Yeah, I actually on your behalf.
Your senior advisors, the senior lawyers in your office had a look at it and said that I can't proceed with it.
Yeah, we can. We just got to give you that caveat that it is one of the identified offences. So obviously, if the institution push back on it, we can obviously try and see what we can do. But we will progress it in any event, okay?
To give you a little bit more detail, the crime I committed was partly organised crime, Jamie.
Yeah, I can recall. We actually spoke about this, Colin. So,
you're from Manchester, so you know about that.
I'm born and bred Liverpool, to be quite honest.
Well, even there, then. Well, even there, for fuck's sake. You guys are some of the best in the world. Some of the best in Britain when it comes to the old organised crime.
I'll take that as a compliment, Colin.
No scousers, you know what I mean? No scousers. I'm sure there's plenty of lovely scousers that are law-abiding citizens, but your criminals are pretty good at what they do.
No, I understand. I've dabbled in criminal law in the past as well in some of my previous roles, so
aye.
I understand.
Aye.
Right, okay, so let me have a look where we are with the institutions. Have you got your GP details? Are you registered at GP practice?
Yeah, it's called Fairfield Doctor's Practice. It's in Aben Street in Inverness.
Fairfield
Practice. ABON.
Yeah, 22A Aben Street. I've got that here.
Yeah.
Aben Street. Right, okay. That's all we need at the moment, Colin. So what I'll do is I'll explain the next steps. So I pass this on to our data subject access routine. They're going to be making all the relevant requests to the data holders who may hold any type of information which may be able to support your application. Once we've got all that information in, we will then review it. We'll identify the salient documents that we're going to use to support your application. We will then draft you a witness statement. So at that stage, we will give you a call. We'll go into every in a lot more detail. Obviously, we have rather succinct statements that we take at the outset, but the big statement is the one that we use at the end and which ultimately is seen by the panel who make a decision on any award. Is that okay?
Aye, that's good.
Perfect. So you may not hear from us for a few weeks. Usually the institutions have about 30 days to comply with the request. However, as you can appreciate, some of these documents are rather historical. It can take them a bit longer to get the information, so they can request extensions up to 2 months. But we will keep you informed throughout the process if there are any extension requests. Okay? Have you got any questions for me at this stage?
No, mate, I'm just letting you get on with it now. And then, as you say, if there's anything you feel I need to know, then just give me a wee update. But other than that, man, you just charge on and get into it.
Perfect, Colin. Well, leave it with me. If you think of anything else in the interim or you want to speak about anything, give us a call, failing which, as soon as we've got a substantive update, we'll be in touch. Okay?
No problem, pal. Thank you very
much. Take care, Colin. I'll speak to you soon.
Right, pal. See you later.
Bye.